Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we're going to continue our series of reflections on the Ten Commandments. We're going to look at the seventh commandment today, you shall not steal. The Catechism speaks about this commandment at length from paragraphs 2401 to paragraph 2463. So we'll just highlight some things that we think are pertinent, particularly in our walk of growing in holiness. Paragraph 2401 of the Catechism is an overview of the whole commandment. It says this: the seventh commandment forbids unjustly taking or keeping the goods of one's neighbor and wronging him in any way with respect to his goods. It commands justice and charity in the care of earthly goods and the fruit of man's labor. For the sake of the common good, it requires respect for the universal destination of goods and respect for the right to private property. Christian life strives to order this world's goods to God and to fraternal charity, unquote. So if you want an overly simplistic summary of that paragraph, it's this: it's that people have a right to things, you have to respect that right, we have to use our things in the right way. There are two truths or two realities or two aspects in that first paragraph of the Catechism that it flushes out a little bit afterward, which are key to understanding the seventh commandment. We'll mention that right here. One of them is that aspect called the universal destination of goods. The other is private ownership or private property. Private property, I think, is easy enough to understand, right? Don't have to do much explaining on that one. Paragraph 2403 of the Catechism says that the promotion of the common good requires respect for the right to private property. Peter Kraft, in his book on Catholic Christianity, notes that private property is a natural need and it's a natural right. Dr. Kraft adds, that's why communism is so unnatural, he says, and I think he does have a point with that, politically speaking. The universal destination of goods refers to the common good. It means that the goods of creation are destined for the whole human race. Vatican II document Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 69, says, God destined the earth and all it contains for all men and all peoples, so that all created things would be shared fairly by all mankind under the guidance of justice, tempered by charity, unquote. So private property and private ownership is a right, and it constitutes one of the conditions for civil liberty. Actually, the compendium of the Church's social doctrine says that. Private property constitutes one of the conditions for civil liberty, paragraph 176 of the compendium. But the universal destination of goods actually is a more fundamental right than that. The compendium of the social doctrine at paragraph 177 says that the right to private property is not absolute and untouchable. And when you think about it, I think this makes sense, right? A concrete example of this would be someone steals food from your garden, but they steal it because otherwise they wouldn't have anything to eat. So presuming that you and your family do have enough to eat, in that case, it technically wouldn't be considered stealing because of the need that the person has to eat. So your private ownership of the garden and the fruits from the garden don't trump a starving man's need for food. Why? Because the good of food and nourishment is destined for everyone, not just me. I think that's actually pretty easy to comprehend when we reflect on it. The Catechism has something beautiful and actually worth taking to heart about all this. It says in paragraph 2404, in his use of things, man should regard the external goods he legitimately owns not merely as exclusive to himself, but common to others also, in the sense that they can also benefit others as well as himself. The ownership of any property makes its holder a steward of providence, with the task of making it fruitful and communicating its benefits to others, first of all, to his family, unquote, says the Catechism. So we have to keep in mind that the goods and material blessings that are given to us, yes, for our use, but they're also given to us so that we can share them with others, so we can do good to others as well. Why has God blessed the USA with such material blessings? Well, I think in part, not the whole reason, but in part, it's because he wants us to be generous in giving. We are stewards of providence, says the Catechism. That means that what we have actually really belongs to God, and he wants us to use it in a way that glorifies him. In the parable of the unjust steward, Jesus says in Luke 16, verse 11, he says, if you have not been faithful with unrighteous wealth, who will entrust you with true riches? Meaning that if you make bad use of the fleeting temporal possessions of this world, why would God entrust you with possessions that pertain to his kingdom? Right, so if a child can't figure out how to ride a big wheel, you're not going to give him a bicycle. You know, it's not a wise thing to do that. Again, if God sees that you can't be faithful with things that aren't very valuable, like worldly material possessions, then why would he give you valuable things, like spiritual goods and spiritual graces and gifts? It's pretty logical when you think about it. As the apostle says in 1 Timothy 6:7, he says, we brought nothing into this world, and we can't take anything out of this world. So God wants us to use our material goods and blessings in a way that we're using them to benefit others. We're not using them or hoarding them just for purely selfish purposes. If we are good stewards of providence, then the Lord will give us true wealth. True wealth meaning the gift of heaven, also meaning greater graces, greater spiritual gifts as well. So we need an examination of conscience maybe on this question. Am I selfishly attached to the things that God has given me, to the things that I've acquired or I've earned? Am I using what I have to benefit others or only to benefit myself? As one preacher said, God doesn't look at what you give, he actually looks at what you hold on to. He looks at what you keep. And there's some truth to that too. That's actually the whole point of the story of the widow's mite, found in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus says, they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, Jesus said in verse 44. Translation, generosity really grabs God's attention. And the Lord wants our heart to be with him and with others, not so much with material possessions. So in our next reflection, we'll talk about the three types or three parts of justice, and we'll see how they fit into the scheme of things as far as observing the seventh commandment goes. May Our Lady, the mirror of justice and the model of generosity, may she give us the grace to truly become generous and just in the loving eyes of our Lord. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.